Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 27 plus Interactive English. Make sure and join me after the reading of the podcast for some interactive English where I put you to the test. Using parts of the podcast that you will hear, you will have to make some new sentences. So, basic pronunciation practice number 27. Are you going home for the holidays? Are you going home for the holidays? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We're going to have a big family get-together. We're going to have a big family get-together. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. But there's loads to do. But there's loads to do. I think my mother is already stressed. I think my mother is already stressed. Stressed? Why get stressed at such a fun time of year? Why get stressed at such a fun time of year? She doesn't choose to get stressed. She doesn't choose to get stressed. It's just what often happens. It's just what often happens. She has most of the responsibility for the get-together. So there's a lot to think about. She has most of the responsibility for the get-together. So there's a lot to think about. I can't see what the fuss is all about. I can't see what the fuss is all about. She just has to do the cooking, right? She just has to do the cooking, right? No, there's much more to organise. There's much more to organise. She has to make the sleeping arrangements for all the visitors, including buying more bedding. She has to make the sleeping arrangements for all the visitors, including buying more bedding. We can't have 80-year-old Aunt Betty sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag. We can't have 80-year-old Aunt Betty sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag. Then there's the food. Then there's the food. I don't think we have enough chairs. So where will everyone sit for dinner? I don't think we have enough chairs. So where will everyone sit for dinner? My job will be to make a huge grocery list, buy everything, and then put it all away neatly. My job will be to make a huge grocery list, buy everything, and then put it all away neatly. My dad and I will drive to the airport to pick everyone up. But they're all arriving at different times. My dad and I will drive to the airport to pick everyone up. But they're all arriving at different times. What a headache! When I go home for the holidays, I just turn up. What a headache! When I go home for the holidays, I just turn up. Well, you're lucky and spoilt. Well, you're lucky and spoilt. Well, remember, after the interactive English, I will reread the podcast at a normal native speed. But for now, I'm going to take two sentences from the podcast, change them a little bit, and we'll see what you come up with. The first one is when Liz says, "It'll be fun, but there's loads to do." It'll be fun, but there's loads to do. Remember, in English, we use the word loads sometimes instead of lots of things. I could say there are lots of things to do, but we use very commonly the word loads, loads to do. Okay, now how about you take this sentence and change a couple of things? Instead of using the word fun, put in the adjective interesting. And then towards the end of the sentence, change the verb to do to think about. So you have the adjective interesting at the beginning, and then at the end, the verb to think about. I'll give you a few seconds to come up with that new sentence. Okay, so the sentence should say, "It'll be interesting, but there's loads to think about." It'll be interesting, but there's loads to think about. Okay, very good. This time we'll take the same sentence. "It'll be fun, but there's loads to do." And you will change it by adding the word rewarding instead of fun. So again, we're just changing the adjective from fun to rewarding. Rewarding. Now remember, rewarding, you can kind of tell what it means. It's like getting a reward. It's a positive effect on something. The second part of the sentence, you'll change the verb from to do to prepare. So you have rewarding, and then you have prepare. Let's see what you come up with. Okay, and that sentence should say, "It'll be rewarding, but there's loads to prepare." It'll be rewarding, but there's loads to prepare. Okay, the next sentence that we're going to change is a little bit more complex. It's when Liz talks about what her mother has to do, and she says, "She has to make the sleeping arrangements for all the visitors, including buying more bedding." Now remember, bedding is the general word we use for sheets, blankets, pillows, and pillowcases. So we're going to change this sentence in four different ways. Let me read the sentence to you again. "She has to make the sleeping arrangements for all the visitors, including buying more bedding." Okay, we will change the subject from she to he. Instead of sleeping arrangements, we will have examination arrangements. Instead of the word visitors, we will have students. And the final verb in its gerund will be finding a location. Finding a location. So I'll give you a few seconds. Let's see what you come up with. And the sentence should say, "He has to make the examination arrangements for all the students, including finding a location." He has to make the examination arrangements for all the students, including finding a location. Okay, this next time it'll be a little easier. The subject changes from she to we. And instead of sleeping arrangements, it will be travel arrangements. We will replace for all the visitors with for us. And finally, the verb at the end will be booking a hotel. So we'll have we, travel arrangements, for us, and booking a hotel. Try to make a sentence out of that. And that sentence should say, we have to make the travel arrangements for us, including booking a hotel. We have to make the travel arrangements for us, including booking a hotel. Okay, I'll finish off today with a normal native speed reading of the podcast. Are you going home for the holidays? Yes, I am. We're going to have a big family get-together. It'll be fun, but there's loads to do. I think my mother is already stressed. Stressed? Why get stressed at such a fun time of year? She doesn't choose to get stressed. It's just what often happens. She has most of the responsibility for the get-together, so there is a lot to think about. I can't see what the fuss is all about. She just has to do the cooking, right? No, there's much more to organise. She has to make the sleeping arrangements for all the visitors, including buying more bedding. We can't have 80-year-old Aunt Betty sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag. Then there's the food. I don't think we have enough chairs, so where will everyone sit for dinner? My job will be to make a huge grocery list, buy everything, and then put it all away neatly. My dad and I will drive to the airport to pick everyone up, but they're all arriving at different times. What a headache! When I go home for the holidays, I just turn up. Well, you're lucky and spoilt. Well, thank you for listening today. Remember, you're all welcome to join me on my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will get back to you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.